Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Well, here we are, one quarter of the way done with 2018. It's the beginning of April. March is gone. See you, March. And good riddance, by the way. One of the coldest Marches I can ever remember in the 20 years I've been in Southwest Ohio. By the way, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Great to have you with us. New listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please rate this podcast inside of iTunes and leave a comment. That would be awesome. And subscribe. That would be great. Those three things, if you could do it, I know you can do it. Will you do it? Of course you will. Sammy Boy's bringing the heat every day on the Everyday Saturday Show. It would help out a lot. Hey, don't be the raccoon, okay? Hold on. Throat clearing time. Excuse me. Don't be the raccoon. What does that mean? Well, I'm talking about a raccoon. Well, I want to tell you a story. Can I tell you a story? So sit back, relax. If you're in the car, just listen along. If you're at the treadmill, on the gym, I just said at the treadmill on the gym, you know what I mean, right? Or just going for a walk, sit back and relax. Last year, you know, we moved into the farmhouse, so I got out of suburbia, and now I'm at the farmhouse, the 1840 home, so a 200-year-old home just about. And what I didn't realize and I didn't account for, the craziest thing, last April, our first month here, like the first week, I heard all these wild animals, like I was in the Amazon jungle, and I'm still in, you know, pretty close. We didn't move that far out of town. These sounds at night freaked me out. I'd never heard all that stuff before. You have frogs and this and that, and who knows what. And then we get the visit from Rocky the raccoon. He shows up. I had no idea. Like, I have never seen a rat. I don't think I've seen them dead on the side of the road, which I don't know. They're supposed to be a really smart animal. Maybe their sight's bad. I don't know. Are they blind? I don't know. I see a lot of dead raccoons on the side of the road. It's like, if you're so smart, how are you getting run over all the time? Subject for another show. But my dogs are going ballistic. I crate my dogs inside, but it's right by the back door, and they're going nuts. And so I look out, and there's a raccoon. I'm like, what? No way. I can't handle this. I can barely handle the frogs. I can't handle this, man. So I'm like, what do I do? I go right to Google, and I'm just like, oh, wow. Wow. Look at these. Don't ever Google anything. Don't Google your health. Don't Google, you know, you got like a little twinge in your finger. Next thing you know, you got 30 days to live. Don't Google anything, okay? And I Googled raccoons, and I saw all these YouTube videos of them winning fights against these 80-pound dogs and, you know, people trying to trap them. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I know the one reason is they come around at night looking for food. And so to make a very long story short, because I got to get to the actual point of this, but I thought that was pretty wild. If you ever had a raccoon in your garbage and stuff, you know he's been in it because you wake up the next morning and it's strewn all over the place. So he was coming up literally to my back door, and I would like pound on the door. I'm like, come on, get out of here. Kind of in a half like stern voice, but half freak out, you know, girly voice, hoping he would just listen. And he would scurry underneath our deck. I'm like, oh, great, he's under the deck. So anyway, and we put the dog food away, which we were leaving out at night. He used to leave it out in our house. It's no big deal. And in a little cul-de-sacville, I start thinking about the raccoon. You know, he only operates at night, only operates in the dark, scared of the daylight, you know. Nasty guy. Nasty. Just a nasty. They look cute as a button, but they're one nasty animal. You don't believe me? Google it, man. Google the raccoon fighting these dogs and winning these battles. And the thing about when you fight a raccoon, not that I've ever been to battle with one. I'm just going a third-party story from dogs that have told me. When a dog fights, anything fights a raccoon, you may win that battle right there, but you don't leave unscathed at all. Like you end up with a lot. I mean, you're bloodied and battled and scratched and bitten, and they got sharp teeth, and they don't give up, man. They just don't give up. And they around here, that, you know, one of their main ways of going back and forth is through the sewer tunnels here. It's just nasty. And I think, huh, what a great analogy to some people, not a lot of people. People are nice in general, but the raccoons out there. Be aware of the raccoons out there. Always looking for a fight, operating in the dark. You shine some daylight on them, they scurry, you know. They're always looking for handouts and seconds and stuff that you already went through. And if you end up getting in a fight with these people, you may end up winning it, but nobody can really tell who the winner was because you're both so scratched up, and you just, they don't ever die, man. They just keep coming back and coming back. I've dealt with a few raccoons in my life as well, and the best thing I can tell you is avoid them at all costs. You're on your way to someplace different. You're on a completely different trajectory, okay? You're the owner of the home, all right? You're not out and about in the dark scurrying for the garbage, okay? All of that stuff that you have right now, there's somebody at some point in your life is going to try to take it. You know, what's the old adage? Everybody in their life is sued at least three times. And not a lot of people understand this. I mean, you can literally go through the white pages and just sue anybody you want to sue. I've been involved in a few, not many. Like, I don't think, and this isn't a victim podcast at all. This is kind of the signs, beware of dog, that type of sign. I'm going to beware of raccoon. That's what this podcast is. Beware of the raccoon. That's what I'm going to title the show today. Because I'm telling you, man, these people come around. You got money, they want some of your money. You got a little bit of success, they want a little of your success. Or they just want to tear through it. Like if that bag of garbage is your success, man, they are tearing all through that thing and throwing it everywhere and just trying to find some stuff for themselves. They didn't have to work for it. You did. They didn't have to go out in the daylight all day long and toil and put their brand and everything else on the line and go invest in stuff with the opportunity to probably. But you know what they don't get, man? They don't get the nice dinner at the table every night like you do. They got to go going through the garbage. And they can only come out when the sun goes down. Why? Because they don't want anybody to see them. That's Twitter, man. That's Facebook. That's all those anonymous accounts on Twitter tweeting all this crazy stuff. They're the raccoons, man. They're out there. Nobody wants to shine any light on them at all, and they scurry away. You stand up to the bully. And I tell my kids this as well. You know, the sad part about being a parent, and I tell you, this is honest to God, man. Honest. One of the hardest parts about being a parent is watching your kids get, I say bullied, although mine have been. Cyberbullying is ridiculous, and it's watching your kids get hurt. Like, as parents, we can handle anything. You know, throw a dart at us at all. We bleed, it's great. No problem at all. We can handle ourselves. We're big boys and girls. But our kids, it's like they should be off limits, but they're not. You got the little raccoons running around as well. And hopefully what they figure out, because their parents are the mama raccoon and the dad raccoon, is that they don't end up being like mom and dad and scurrying in the dark the rest of their life. They don't end up being bullies the rest of their life. But think about that analogy. Think about how much people have influenced you. How much have people influenced you to the good? Do you have somebody in your mind right now that you're thinking about? Thank God I met that person when I did. I do. Think about that. Now, who in your life right now is somebody that comes to mind? You're like, thank God I met that person. They have been such an instrumental, integral part of my success, not only financially, but just as a person. I love the way they think. I love the way they treat people. I love their vision, their love for life, and everything that goes along with it. I love how they taught me my finance. I mean, who is that person? Now you go be that person to somebody else. Because the opposite is happening, not as much. And this is not a doomsday podcast. It's actually the opposite of that. It's an empowering show today to let you know that, yeah, there's raccoons out there running around. They're all looking for something. You know, they don't got to work for it. They're out there to take away your success. They want to take a shot at you, looking for a fight. But a lot of great people out there. A lot of people who you know personally that have helped you. Now, how can you be that to somebody else? And then if you want to monetize that, I'm not trying to say, hey, go monetize being a philanthropist. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a special talent you have. There's a reason people gravitate towards you, opposite of what I just spent the last 10 minutes describing. It's the opposite of that. You love the light, the daylight, the truth. You operate, you live for integrity. You want people to shop by price. You want people to shop with the truth because you know you are head and shoulders above the rest. You know, I owned rental property. I mentioned last week I just sold it off. But when I was owning property back in Bradford, PA, they put in some very, very strict code enforcement laws in the past 5 years. And a lot of landlords were up in arms. I don't live in the town. I'm just going by what my property manager said. There was like a mutiny of, well, I can't believe you're, we need to do this and we need to do that. And there's this 88-point inspection of it. I welcomed it. And I didn't have the nicest units in town by any stretch. But I welcomed it. Why? Because as in every profession, everything, sports, everything, the cream rises. Do you want to operate on that lowest rung of the ladder? Or do you want to operate on the highest one? You want to be in that rare air because I'm telling you right now, all the competition is at the bottom. It's not at the top of the ladder. You know, I tell my daughters they're getting started. My one daughter works at Walgreens. My other one's going to be 14. They hire at McDonald's, and her dream job is Chick-fil-A, though. So, Dad, I'm not working at McDonald's if Chick-fil-A's open. Hey, whatever, kid, but you're working at 14. And because it's allowed. You're allowed in Ohio to start working at 14. And I love it. I had a paper route at 13, changed my life. The ability to save money, have a checking account. There's somebody, my mom, had that influence. You're taking that paper out. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. But my kids, I tell them all the time, these jobs that you're trying to get, this is the highest competition you're ever going to have for earning income. Why? Because all the competition is at that minimum wage level. Everybody wants those entry-level jobs. Everybody. It's like there's a way to – applications are stacked hundreds deep at McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Arby's, all over the place. You name it, Chipotle, everywhere. Now, how many applications are there for people who are programming apps? How many applications are there in IT? People are super qualified. How many applications for qualified law, financial sectors, right? All of these different areas. What about being a public speaker, a great public speaker? Not a lot of competition in that. What about finding out what there is? Let me tell you, you want to know where there is absolutely. Oh, this is gold, man. This is freaking gold. Listen. I need you to pay attention right now. This is actually gold, okay? You want to know where there's no competition? Inside your head for your intellectual property. Nobody knows what you know. Nobody. Nobody can do what you do. There's only one you. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, this is rich, man. This is. There's only one. Yeah, but there's a lot of people, Sam. There's a lot of people in my space. What I currently. It doesn't matter, man. Nobody knows what you know. Nobody's got your story. Remember, you got to weave your story into the whole thing. People care more about you and why you're doing it than they care about the service and the commodity that you can perform. Oh, nobody runs Facebook ads like me. Yes, they do. Oh, nobody can fix a car like. Yes, they can. Oh, nobody can. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. But nobody's got your story. Nobody's got the reason why you do what it is you do, man. You figure that out. Ooh, Lordy. Lot of width. You got all five plus the Powerball with that one, baby. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. Don't be the raccoon, because you know what happens to the raccoon? Same thing that happened to Rocky here. We had to call a wildlife company to have them trapped, and you're not allowed to do catch and release in the state of Ohio, so they euthanize them because there's not. Check this out. I live in Hamilton County, Ohio. There's not been a rabies case for raccoons in over 60 years because it's a law, state law. You can't do catch and release, and I'm not here to debate that. I'm just saying that was pretty wild. But Rocky got caught, and you know what's going to happen to the raccoons in your life? They're going to get trapped, and they're going to feel trapped. And there's going to be no place for them to go. Don't end up being like Rocky. Go blaze your own trail and understand, man, you've got that power right inside. It's right there. It's right there. I don't know if you can see it right now. I can see it inside of you. But I know you got it because we all got it inside of us. The sooner you get up and get after that and use that, the thing that separates you from everybody else, man, that's the secret sauce in everything. It doesn't matter what you're doing. People want to know you are who you are, man. That authenticity that comes with just being you. Don't overthink it. Keep it simple, all right? Don't overthink it. Woo-wee! We are off and running in April, baby. Remember, subscribe and rate the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.